Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Democrats young and old seek to change the basic structure of the United States and the Constitution that's guided this country since its inception. The principles that we use to run this nation on have been successful for both Democrats and Republicans over the years. Sometimes Democrats benefit, sometimes Republicans benefit. Now, Democrats seek structural changes that would forever change the United States and not in a positive direction. Most Democrats vying for their party's presidential nomination have supported a litany of free things: free Medicare for all, free college education for all, reparations to those whose ancestors were slaves, and a basic income for all Americans. But that's not all. They also have supported eliminating the Electoral College, lowering the voting age to 16, completely changing the structure of the U.S. Supreme Court, and ending the filibuster. One candidate has proposed compromising the First Amendment's guarantee of freedom of religion by giving consideration to making circumcision of baby boys illegal. Now, the last point is very interesting, considering circumcision is a commandment prescribed by the Jewish religion and a procedure that's generally regarded as helping to prevent certain problems, such as penile cancer. Now, some of these issues have been suggested as a means of tipping the balance of political control to the Democrats: eliminating the Electoral College, lowering the voting age to 16, completely changing the structure of the U.S. Supreme Court, and ending the filibuster are all issues created to appeal to younger voters and even those who are too young to vote. These kinds of immediate structural changes could very well turn the tide to the Democrat Party. But as they have been warned before, be careful what you wish for today, because it could come back and bite you in the future, and perhaps in the not-too-distant future. Take the issue of former Senator Harry Reid's decision to initiate the so-called nuclear option. Instead of allowing for a continuation of the two-thirds supermajority normally required to amend Senate rules, Reid invoked a simple majority of 51 votes. He allowed for a simple majority to approve Barack Obama's lower court nominees. When he was told that this rule would come back to haunt him, he shrugged it off. Years later, the U.S. Senate under Republican control expanded the nuclear option to include Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominees. Democrats were critical of the latter change, but the structural change of voting on court nominees began under a Democrat, Harry Reid. So when those who aspire to become the nominee for Democrats in 2020 start proposing sweeping structural changes that would forever change the American political landscape like it's never been changed before, everyone should have some concern. Democrats should take a cue from Harry Reid's actions to think how these changes will eventually come back to haunt them. And it will. Democrats would be well advised to consider avoiding the inclusion of Andrew Yang's attempt to bring the religious practice of ritualistic circumcision into the crowded field of strange ideas. Democrats would also be well advised to seriously consider how far left they want their party to swing. Whether it's called progressivism, socialism, or far-left liberalism, the changes they're proposing will irreparably harm this nation. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free. And join me this Sunday morning live at 11 for the Alan Stock Answer, where I'll be taking your calls with your concerns on these issues and more. The Alan Stock Answer Sunday morning at 11, right here on News Talk 840 KXNT.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.